Hey there, it's Coach Steph. Let's start with our meditation and get right into our lesson for the day.
Transformation, it started in my mind. Transformation, it moved to my soul.
All right, grab your tea and your coffee and let's get started. Welcome to today's lesson. Today, we're going to be discovering the Bible and the law of pure potential. So first, we're going to start with the definition of pure potential. At the core of you is infinite consciousness, the connection between your individual and consciousness and your cosmic consciousness. There is an unending divine source within. All energy is pure potential until it is observed and informed. Your beliefs set the limit of demonstration of principle, which of itself is without limit. It is ready to fill everything because it is infinite. Your ability to have abundance is entirely a question of your own reciprocity to this universal intelligence. So basically, potential has always existed, guys. From the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation, potential was there because we are a derivative of the creator. And as we continue to evolve, creation continues to evolve. That's why the word infinite is there, because there is no limit. So we've got three scriptures today that's going to prove our point of pure potentiality in the Bible. We have one from the Old Testament and we have two from the New Testament. So let's get into the Old Testament. We're going to be in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." Here we see pure potential in two primary ways. The first way is we are created in the likeness and image of God. Whether we believe that or not does not matter. We are the very image of God himself. We were created from God without consuming or destroying God. The potential in the likeness and the oneness is set from the time of creation. We have the potential to create just as God creates. The second way is pure potential is equal to both male and female. God created them at the same time. They were formed at different times later in the chapter. However, they were created in soul form at the same time. They are given the potential to multiply, fill, and subdue the earth at the same time, and possibly together. They still had choice not to do these things. However, the pure potential was established without belief and does not need belief to be true. The degree to which you believe this universal law is the degree you will experience in your life tangibly. Now let's move to the New Testament. So we're going to be in Ephesians 3 and 20. This one is one that we say all the time in the church. And I want to break it down and show you exactly what you're saying and exactly what you believe. "Now to him who is able to do super abundantly more than all we dare ask or think." And that simply means infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. Here we see potential very, very clearly. This scripture is talking about what is available. That's all potential is, even if we don't see, believe, or choose to act upon it. This scripture is calling out the ability of God to accomplish abundantly more than we can ask or think through His Spirit within us. This is a direct correlation to creation. We are made in His likeness and we have His essence in us that is made manifest in our individual soul. Even people on death row have a soul. They just don't understand this law and they have made choices against its potential. On the other hand, supremely successful people made choices that put this law to work for them by thinking outside of the box and believing that what they desire is possible. Then they align their actions with this belief and experienced the abundance here on earth. So here's the last scripture for this lesson. And this is another one that we quote all the time when we're actually saying pure potential. Philippians 4 and 13. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. This means I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Bible, just for clarification. In this scripture, pure potential is clear again. Strength and self-sufficiency lies in Christ consciousness, period. This is because it points back to our oneness with God and that original potential that was established when we were created. Christ's sufficiency is our sufficiency. Christ is God's Son and we are God's creation. We are one. So the strength and resilience that lies in this law only shows up to the degree that we believe in the pure potential of the availability of it. However, our lack of belief does not mean that it's not true. It just means your soul doesn't believe it. So you struggle in areas and with things that you don't have to. All it takes is a shift in consciousness to experience this strength and self-sufficiency that is already available. In closing, the truth is that you have pure potential that is available to you for those desires in your heart that are coming from a deep place. Not the selfish or shallow desires to be something or someone that you are not, but the desires that not only elevate you, but elevate your family, elevate your community, elevate your state, elevate your country, and maybe even elevate the world. Those desires are from your soul, and those are the desires that you can attach pure potentiality to and experience an amazing existence on this earth. It's time to shift consciousness to potential and say goodbye to limiting beliefs. All it takes is one choice. May you see pure potential all around you today and every day going forward. I hope this has been enlightening and informational for you. If so, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with 5 people that you think can benefit from these teachings. Until next week, walk in truth and healing. Coach Steph.